In Psalm 63, David said, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." To help you focus your thoughts upon God at the close of this day, we bring you this devotional meditation, From Morning and Evening, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century. This evening's text is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 13. The Son of Man. How constantly our Master used the title, the Son of Man. If he had chosen, he might always have spoken of himself as the Son of God, the Everlasting Father, the Wonderful, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace. But behold the lowliness of Jesus. He prefers to call himself the Son of Man. Let us learn a lesson of humility from our Savior. Let us never court great titles nor proud degrees. There is here, however, a far sweeter thought. Jesus loved manhood so much that he delighted to honor it. And since it is a high honor, and indeed the greatest dignity of manhood, that Jesus is the Son of Man, he is wont to display this name, that he may, as it were, hang royal stars upon the breast of manhood, and show forth the love of God to Abraham's seed. Son of Man! Whenever he said that word, he shed a halo round the head of Adam's children. Yet there is perhaps a more precious thought still. Jesus Christ called himself the Son of Man to express his oneness and sympathy with his people. He thus reminds us that he is one whom we may approach without fear. As a man, we may take to him all our griefs and troubles, for he knows them by experience. In that he himself hath suffered as the Son of Man, he is able to succor and comfort us. All hail, thou blessed Jesus! Inasmuch as thou art evermore using the sweet name which acknowledges that thou art a brother and a near kinsman, it is to us a dear token of thy grace, thy humility, thy love. Oh, see how Jesus trusts himself unto our childish love, as though by his free ways with us our earnestness to prove. His sacred name, a common word on earth, he loves to hear. There is no majesty in him which love may not come near. This meditation was taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon. Please listen each evening at this same time for Morning and Evening.